Star Wars 7x7 episode 3031. Today is our deep dive on episode 7 of the Andor series. That would be announcement, of course. And we're going to look at the Empire and the significant turn that it takes in this episode. Punch it. Hey, Rebel Rouser, I'm Alan Voivod, and this is Star Wars 7x7, your daily dose of Star Wars joy, and thank you so much for joining me for it. So I'm gonna let this play, and it's a little longer than a clip I normally would play. It's about 2 minutes long. This is Colonel Wolf Yularen's monologue, and yes, it's that Colonel Wolf Yularen who was initially Admiral Yularen when we first saw him in A New Hope, although I think that was sort of a retcon situation after all. But then we met Yularen in the Clone Wars, and then he was in Rebels on the bad guy side and whatnot. Well, now he shows up in the Andor series, which is pretty exciting just in and of itself, but he has a very powerful monologue that is the turning point for the Empire. Let's just let the Colonel say what he has to say.
The criminals responsible for last night's atrocity on Aldani think they've taken the Empire by surprise. We know better. We know the real shock will be when they discover how ready and eager we are to respond, to be prepared. Be here this morning and know that the only question we need to answer is how tight to close our fist. This is why we plan. This is why we work so hard when we're at peace. This is why we recruit so carefully and demand so much. The following measures will be adopted empire-wide as of today. A tribute tax equal to 5 times the amount stolen from Aldani will be levied on any sector harboring partisan activity. We will make it clear that no one steals from the Empire. The use of any local custom, festival, or tradition as cover for rebel activity will trigger permanent revocation of Imperial tolerance. I spoke with Emperor Palpatine last night, and he's assured me that the ISB will be taking the lead going forward. No one in this room should have trouble accessing army or naval resources in future. The Emperor will be convening an emergency session of the Senate to propose a legislation package of bills and amendments that will free our hands in all matters of surveillance, search, and seizure.
We will be invoking the Public Order Resentencing Directive later today. P-O-R-D.
Any criminal act with even indirect effect on the Empire will henceforth be branded a Class 1 offense. All prison sentences are immediately re-evaluated. All outstanding fines and levies are to be paid in full.
Now, if you didn't think that the Empire had gone full totalitarian yet, this is the sign that they are using the incident on Aldani to completely become a fascist government. Completely authoritarian, and this business about a package of bills and amendments that's going to free their hands, I mean, that's just, you know, paper and words and cover. And the fact of the matter is that it signifies nothing. I mean, it's kind of like what we're seeing in Hungary these days with a quote-unquote illiberal democracy. I don't even know why the word democracy is attached to that at all, because what we're seeing here in the Andor series, even though they're saying they're putting that stuff through the Senate, absolutely not a democracy anymore. This is the point at which the pretension of that is just being dismissed. And you can tell from Yularen's monologue that he's been waiting for this moment. I mean, it's almost a surprise that the Empire didn't create some sort of false flag operation to be able to turn themselves loose like this before this. And this also ties into something that we were talking about with Chris Kemshall on the podcast last weekend. He is the historian, author of The History and Politics of Star Wars. And one of the things he said, I'm paraphrasing with this, is that the way the Empire is going to react to this very likely is to make it everyone's problem. In other words, they're not just going to punish the people who were responsible for the robbery. They're going to make the entire galaxy suffer for it. And I do wonder if they were aware of this when they wrote it, but the notion of Yularen saying that one of the things that they're deciding about is how tightly they want to close their fist, it does remind me of Princess Leia's line in A New Hope, where she tells Tarkin the more he tightens his grip, the more planets will slip through his fingers. And that also seems to resonate, at least that idea, with Dedra Mira, who is listening to Yularen go on and on and is becoming increasingly unhappy with it. Her assistant says, yeah, you're happy with this? And she says, no, we're playing right into the rebels' hands. And she's probably right, because we know how this ultimately turns out. But for now, Yularen's going to pursue this path, and it works to some degree, because when Cassian goes back to Ferrix, he has a conversation with Bix, and she says, yeah, everybody blames you for everything that's happening here. And, you know, in this particular case, she's not necessarily wrong, and the Empire is certainly taking advantage of that situation. But we see instances of where it can and does go wrong, in particular with the flashback to Clem trying to stop people from throwing rocks at the clone troopers, and he's the one who gets hung as, you know, a result of it for his trouble. And yeah, it's definitely going to go wrong, and that is what will ultimately cause more people to rise up against the Empire. So to sum up, basically, Chris Kemshall was right on the money with his prediction about this. Dedra Mira is right on the money with her prediction about how badly Colonel Yularen's thing is going to turn out. And Princess Leia was right. Of course, that shouldn't come as a surprise. I don't know if this was necessarily a deeper look at the Empire situation or a harder look, a more detailed look at what the Empire does in response to the Eldani situation. I'll let you tell me what you think about that. But that is going to do it for this episode of the podcast. So it just remains for me to say thank you so much for joining me for it, as always. And may the Force be with you, wherever in the world you may be.
Seven is not endorsed or sponsored yet by Lucasfilm Limited, Disney, or 20th Century Fox, and is intended for entertainment and information purposes only. Star Wars, the Star Wars logo, all names and pictures of Star Wars characters, vehicles, and any other Star Wars related items are registered trademarks and or copyrights of Lucasfilm Limited or their respective trademark and copyright holders. May the Force be with them. All original content is copyright 2021 by Star Wars 7x7. We hope you love it.